and this is Amos.
See them bracelet on their lips. Jingle cock casino chips. It's the ones that they reject. It's what that then makes them seem the best. My slushy at the mirror. Bumped my ears, bumped my ears. William reached beyond just screaming south. Suit is bursting at the shell.
This originally appeared on a double record set called the Recommended Records Sampler. Steer clear of England, as Dave knows. He hates those London punks. But this says everything. It's social comment, and I don't know. It talks about rich. We'll all be rich someday. Dream music. Perfection. Perfection. Because it was an odd time there. My friend Steve sent me a cassette tape in late 1980, I guess it was, that had Prestel by the Homosexuals on it. And he was bugged when I spoke with him on the phone and said, "Wow, that's... what is that thing by the Homosexuals? What is that?" And he said, "I gave you all this music, and that's the one you liked?" And he went back and started digging around, and I guess he'd taped it off the radio. Some radio station had played it when he was on some job somewhere doing something. And instead of going out to bars and picking up women, he'd sit in his hotel room and play the radio and record things in different cities. And that's how he found the Homosexuals. And then he ordered the record, Prestel, and he got the Hearts in Exile single too. And as he sent them to me, I became just more and more obsessed by that band. And then I began to listen to things that sounded similar, that sort of related to it. Steer Clear of England was on the Recommended Record Sampler. And that also contained a homosexuals track that wasn't available anywhere else. And there seemed to be something similar about them, and then it turned out that Amos was one of the homosexuals. And it got more complicated. Steve started ordering things through Recommended that had to do with this stuff. And we got things like this. Those are the Just Measurers and the song It's War Boys. And there was a whole label of songs, a whole label, record label and cassette label called It's War Boys. And all these amazing things. It turns out that there were 23 releases on It's War Boys. And they were mostly done late at night in Chris Gray's studio in Surrey Sound, was it? By Jim, who is also known as Amos, and he's got a lot of other names, from Narky Brillins to I can't even keep up with it. And all these great wild records, and that's where we are on Punk Number 5, post-punk. It's War Boys. This is Nancy Sese and the Melodares.
Thank you. trust the Lord.
Thank you.
That's the lowest note on the organ, Hub of Hubs. And Milk from Cheltenham, Passport to Happiness. So I guess Brian Jones wasn't the only person to come from Cheltenham. Milk came from there. And Vic Cerf and the Villains, who started off the show tonight with Shaky Space. And Nancy Sese and the Melodaires, C'est Fab.
You flat around. Banks like a dreamer. Easy to spot your slobbery. This is the perfect robbery. Hands up, getting off.
Extinct by Amos, and before that, Mr. Sinista by Amos and Sarah. And so we've taken a look at some of these great post-punk things. The energy moves in different directions, but we're not forgetting the basics either, okay?
Beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
What can you do with a brand like that? Those on your butt.
The Cramps and Domino from their first EP from the Magical Years. But punk isn't just the past. This has punk energy too. I love this. These are the White Stripes. Perfect sound. The White Stripes and Black Math and the Cramps, Domino. We reach the end of this week's punk number 5, the 5th hour, and a little bit more. And we end with the Teddy Bears. Punk Rocker. See you next week on Punk on Kill Radio. We'll be right back.
can hear it too if you're sincere.